Yes, good morning. It's Alex and George broadcasting live from Dubai Sports World at Dubai World Trade Centre. And it's certainly getting busier. Well, we've been talking to Corey, who's been organising this programme, as well as some of the Fighting Fit team, Georgina and Cameron. And we're having quite a good discussion at the moment about is one of the things you said, Cameron, is absolutely hits the nail on the head. We make a lot of excuses why we can't do something here.
Yeah, we do, and like Corey said, we blame the heat. We blame that we're tired or we work too hard. And a good example of that was I was speaking to Frankie, who does the combat fitness class, which I'm doing a bit of, and I was complaining that I quite enjoy swimming, and I'm quite a good swimmer, but there's nowhere here, no 50 metre pool like we have at home in New Zealand, where you can go and pay a couple of dollars and swim in lanes, and we don't really have that here. And she said to me, well, how far do you live from the sea? There's a massive pool just right there.
Always space.
Fair enough. And
just it's don't swim too close to any Americans at the moment, okay?
No, exactly. So, we do, and I do make excuses. I'm too tired, or, I'm doing something else. But if you're... If you're focused on doing something, then you have to do it. You've got to forget the excuses and find a way. And as George said, there's always a way if you're keen to do it and motivated to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Georgina, have you found that it's been a struggle for you, or do you think because the program has given you that motivation, it means that you're now looking for things to do rather than looking for excuses?
Well, I've also walked up and down stairs because I live in an apartment block, and each level has got 10-20 steps. So if you go up and down that for about 10-15 minutes, you soon know about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Also, I live in Port Said side, just opposite Deira City Centre, and I work on that side as well. And the government have put in, just behind us, a running track. There's a park in the centre, and there's a 400-metre running track. So I have no excuse whatsoever. So very early morning or very late at night, when it cools down during the summer, it's fine for me, and it's just a case of putting on my shoes and walk. For me, it's about walking. I'm not really a combat fitness kind of person, because I'm going from doing absolutely nothing to something.
Yeah. But your background, I mean, before you came to Dubai, you used to be a lot fitter, you used to be more active.
Yes. I'm originally from Ireland. And I was never a fit child. I was never a fat child or a fat teenager. I moved to London, and I think in my late 20s I started sort of putting on weight in my late 20s. And then when I came to Dubai a number of years back, I put on 3.5 stone here. And that's purely through lack of exercise. Basically no exercise, whatsoever. And like everybody, I used every excuse in the book, The weather, the heat, it's too far, I can't get there.
But why is that? Because I'm speaking personally, I love exercise, so I don't make excuses. I actually make time for the gym every single day. So I will, if I've got meetings, they will work around the gym. I literally plan my meetings around my gym, because for me it's non-negotiable.
Well, with me, it's I'm a partner in my own business.
Yeah.
And starting a business here is stressful. Getting it off the ground, running it, growing it. In the early days, I was working 7 days a week. I got it down to 6. Now I'm sort of 5.5, sometimes 6. My job is business development. I'm in sales.
Yeah.
That's quite stressful. There's also a lot of networking I got to do, and I have to go to these events in the evening because that's where I also meet my prospective potential clients. So you can say, yes, we do use a lot of excuses, but I think we also work extremely hard here.
So actually it's not so much about excuses, it's about the intensity of your job.
It's the intensity of the job, but what I've got to do, and mentally what I've done, is I've made an appointment with myself.
Yeah.
If I make an appointment with a client, I will never, ever cancel it.
It's a good idea.
I have to be on my deathbed before I'll cancel it. So what I've done psychologically with myself, and I put it into, my mobile, the diary, I've basically made an appointment. I say from 7 to 8, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Whether it's 7 to 8 in the morning, whether it's 7 to 8 at night, or it's 8 to 9, or whether I'm coming down here, or I'm doing it in my own time. I make an appointment with myself, and psychologically, because I've done that, that sort of kicks me to do it, and I don't want to let myself down because I'm my own client now.
But, we put so much emphasis on the job part of our lives, and that is so important because we have to survive and we have to pay the bills. But then, as you say, once you make that psychological leap and start to place an equal importance on your health, and it is probably more important because otherwise you're going to die, then it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, one of the reasons I've signed up for this and I wanted to do this is that I want to get fitter. And, you know, I've got a lot of things I want to do. I would love to learn how to dive. And there's no way I can do it at the moment. Mm. I'm not fit enough. I don't even know if I'd even get into a suit, let alone anything else.
I've started diving this year and I've seen some very big people in suits.
Okay.
They make big suits.
All right. Well,
do you need a suit? Do you need to wear a suit over here?
I'm going diving tomorrow, actually, and I'm looking forward to it because I'll be able to wear a short wetsuit, only 3 mils, which is quite thin.
But is it really that cold? Can't you just wear your trunks?
Once you get down to sort of 18, 20 metres, it's still a bit nippy.
James Bond does it, and you look like James Bond, so you'll be fine.
All right, I'll give it a go. I'll just go in my pants.
Okay. Nice thought. Anyway, carry on, Georgina.
Yeah, so it's just I've got a lot of things on my bucket list, you know, and I would like to be able to do them. I'm also going to be celebrating a birthday in August, which... should I say? Well, I suppose it's on the blog. I may as well now. I'm going to be 52 in August.
Okay.
On August the 17th, and it's my 25th wedding anniversary on August the 15th.
That's fantastic.
So they're two big, you know, things for me personally, and this is a kickstart for that. And I'm going to take it on afterwards. You know, carry on with it to the end of the year.
You're looking good. I have to say, I don't think you look your age.
No, I don't.
Thank
my
you
crow's
much.
Feet are worse than yours. And I'm 36.
Oh, well, it must be the...
36?
Yeah.
I thought you were about 21.
Oh, stop.
Thank you.
Corey, we'll bring you back into this because you said that you also struggled moving from Australia to here. What keeps you motivated? And have you ever been unfit in your life?
Yes, well, I have been unfit at certain times. People get injuries, they have illness, that kind of stuff. So you sort of... Yeah, you have to take a few steps back. You lose your fitness sometimes, but you have to have those goals and that motivation to get it back. Otherwise, you just keep with that downward spiral, and then you just end up and go, "Wow, how did that happen?"
Yeah.
How many people do you think manage to find a fitness program that they enjoy so much that that's a change in their life? And how many people? Because lots of us have tried to do something, stuck at it for a period of time, whether it's been a couple of weeks or a couple of years, and then find that life kind of takes over again. So how difficult is it, and how many people do you actually see manage to make a real change in their lives?
Yeah, well this is the thing. You actually have to look at it this way. You either enjoy fitness or you're doing it because it's a chore, right? So it's best to find something that you enjoy. You're actually going to stick at it a lot longer, something that you're interested in, rather than turning up to the gym or turning up to something and just going, well, I'm only here because I have to get in shape. So why not put something that you actually enjoy that's going to keep you there to sort of help you stick with those goals that you've mapped out.
Yeah, I think it is one of those things, isn't it, finding something? Because often we'll think that there's a particular sport or hobby that we want to take up. We have a go at it and we realise it's probably a little bit harder than we thought it was. And what have you guys been doing? What have you taken up now that you hadn't actually done before, Cameron?
Well, I've really just got back on track. You know, I've been in the past quite an active guy. I've participated in a lot of sports and done swimming and boxing and running and I came to Dubai and I let myself go. You know, I put on a lot of weight, and the funny thing is it's not how I see myself. And then when you see pictures of yourself, or when you do that first combat fitness class and realize just how far you let yourself go, it gets you down a bit. So this has just helped me get back on track. I've started running a little bit again. I've taken advantage of the facilities here and done the combat fitness class with Frankie, which is...
What's the combat fitness?
Well, it's a bit of martial arts, MMA, boxing, kicking. You know, the pads and the gloves are provided, and you know, you do a lot of press ups and sit ups and running around, and then, you know, hitting things, and no scratching or biting, but
no scratching, no claws allowed.
No. But it's you know, I find that more enjoyable than running on a treadmill, because you're doing something, and it's something that I enjoy doing. I watch the UFC on TV and so on.
I do. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's so really good.
I'd love to be one of those UFC fighters.
They look good, don't they?
I just look so much fun. Yeah.
But they train so
they bleed,
hard. And yeah, they do.
Huh?
They bleed.
Yeah, well,
I'm not bleeding.
See, I think something like combat training is fantastic because it uses so many different elements. I think when you go into a class where you're doing repetitive motion over and over again, you sort of get bored quite quickly. For me personally, I get quite bored. I can't, you know, run on a treadmill or even swimming. I have an underwater iPod, so if I didn't have the iPod, I don't know how many laps I'd do without it. Corey's laughing at me. But combat.
He's thinking, what does it take to get someone in the pool?
Whatever it takes. Whatever rocks your boat.
Well, I did. I was actually watching a film on my iPhone, and
you're watching a movie while swimming?
Not while swimming. I decided to stop, and it was floating underneath, and I was just lying with my goggles on, watching this film with my headphones in, and I had a snorkel, but it was obviously sort of quite back. Some guy jumped in the pool to try and see me because he thought I was like floating in the pool. I was like, what are you doing? I'm watching a film. Is it not that obvious?
Unbelievable. Love that.
Each to their own. Listen, stay with us. There's plenty more to come. We're going to find out about some of the activities that are going on here. We're also going to speak to Corey and find out how you can kickstart not only your fitness program, but also looking at nutrition as well. And we'll speak to the team and find out what the goals are, not over just a long period of time, but a short period as well.